USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A judge is keeping Title 42 in place for the time being. The Louisiana judge keeping his injunction in place for the policy that has been used nearly 2 million times since 2020 to deny illegal immigrants from seeking asylum in the United States due to COVID restrictions. This rancher telling Fox News even with Title 42 in place, he sees thousands of illegal immigrants cross his ranch every year.
There are cartel scouts on our mountains who are watching us and watching the Border Patrol and watching people and guiding them through.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi isn't allowed to participate in communion over her supportive stance on abortion. The San Francisco Archbishop barring Pelosi from taking communion until she renounces abortion rights altogether. USA Radio News.
This is a special announcement for anyone currently faced with overwhelming financial pressures due to back taxes. If you owe money to the IRS, tax relief programs are now available to help you deal with these problems and get your life back on track. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free assessment of your financial situation, 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. When you call, you will speak with one of their experts that can legally get your tax debt in control and potentially saving you thousands of dollars. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies, and other collection actions can stop immediately. Their specialists can get you protected and negotiate settlements on your behalf. Don't delay. Call U.S. Tax Shield now for a free consultation, 855-795-1006. 855-795-1006. That's 855-795-1006. Call now. You can't hide from the IRS, and your problems will not just go away on their own, but get worse.
Gunfire broke out at a McDonald's restaurant in downtown Chicago Thursday night, leaving two people dead and seven injured. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown says they arrested another person in addition to the gunman.
There's also another individual down inside the CTA platform that obstructs the officers from making the arrest, and that person is also charged with obstructing officers at the scene.
Brown goes on to say they're looking for a possible third suspect believed to have handed the gunman the weapon. More Americans are eligible for a COVID booster shot Friday. This comes after the Pfizer shot was cleared for use in 5 to 11-year-olds. However, the director of the CDC noted vaccination with the primary series or COVID shots among kids in that range lags way behind other groups. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Gunfire broke out at a McDonald's restaurant in downtown Chicago Thursday night. Chicago Police Superintendent David Brown warns it's not just enough to arrest violent criminals.
People who have violent crime histories who are then arrested for possessing a gun illegally. They should not be released. They should be deemed dangerous people and held till trial.
Brown goes on to say at least two people are dead and seven others have been wounded, and police arrested the gunman and an individual that tried to obstruct police. Florida's financial health is very strong. That's according to an announcement from Governor Ron DeSantis Friday.
The state of Florida for fiscal year 21-22 will have by far the largest budget surplus in the history of our state.
With about 6 weeks left in the fiscal year, the Republican governor saying the surplus is over $20 billion and includes over $3 billion for the state's rainy day fund. Former New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is returning to politics. The Democrat telling MSNBC he's running for Congress in New York's 10th congressional district.
I'm very proud of having led this city out of the worst of the COVID crisis. I'm ready right now to serve and address the issues that are so deep in communities in Brooklyn and Manhattan.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.